How do you greet your friends on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what that very far.
Care. Gone? All right.
You want to?
No, she's just looking at the show.
What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water, that can draw its feet and its head in its shell?
Oh, that's a turtle.
All right. What would you call the same kind of creature that lives on dry land?
We call them a terrapin. I don't know whether it's a tortoise or a terrapin, but I call them terrapins.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chili. I don't eat them.
Neither do I. I've never had any. Nobody's ever offered me any.
Well, we killed many a hog here, but we never brought one in the house. Niggers all took them home. I couldn't have eaten them if I'd brought them in the house.
Well, can the insides of other creatures be eaten? I mean, the intestines, like that?
Yeah, I think a cow. Don't a cow call a tripe? Is that what you call a cow?
I've
eaten that.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
You mean the whole part of the body? The chest.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that can be used on a lake?
I don't think that would be a bateau.
All right. Now, would a bateau have a square front or a pointed front, or does it matter?
I think it would have a pointed front with a square back. I don't know. I'm not an expert on boats. I just ride them.
All right. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
I say a pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
String of beads.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really
licked the other. I licked that man.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his
haunches.
Okay, fine.
You don't see him squatting much.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a
tightwad.
Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You might say, he really looks...
I reckon he'd be antiquish or eccentric. I reckon he'd be more eccentric.
All right.
We'd say antiquish, but I don't reckon that applies to a person really as much as it would something else.
Now, would there be a different word if this were a woman instead of a man?
You mean about the clothes she'd wear?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know that it would.
All right. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
Dolled
up. And what about a man? He's really...
Dress fit to kill.
All right. What word do you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well?
Spry.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
Lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say the car skidded on the ice and went what across the highway?
Skidding.
Okay. Now what about an explosion? You might say that pieces of metal went
flying to there.
Would you ever use an expression like every which way?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're talking about an explosion?
Yeah, you're on every which way.